Hello.
Hey, Michelle. Sorry about that.
That's okay, hon. I wanted to call you before 5 o'clock. Yeah. I spoke to my husband and I spoke to Lynette. She was supposed to call you too. He said since Lynette is valued more and Lynette is actually reasonable where she wants, he said to let her try first. That way we at least got the down payment. I'm not going to be able to do a lot with $22,000. Mm-hmm. So he said to try to do Lynette first and then us. So if we can do Lynette and get her $100,000, then we can move probably with ours within the 30 days of hers. 30 to 60 days, you know, whatever it takes for you. Do you need to speak to her? She's here.
Just give me a minute, if you don't mind.
Okay, honey.
Now, as far as her house, maybe I should speak with her.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe we should.
All right, hold on. Hold on, sweetie.
She wants to speak to you about your house.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you? Sorry about
that. I'm doing okay.
Good. So you guys are going to be moving together. Where are you guys going, just out of curiosity?
Right now, that's still undetermined where we're going. It's in between Glasgow and, like, the Stanton area down in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't really, you know, specify it until I know that I can have the money. Then I can, you know, be like, yep, this is where I'm going.
Right. So, you know, I think this is, I'm speaking with Joyce, right?
I'm her daughter. I live in the house, but she's on board with, because I pay all the mortgage payments on the house.
Okay. So it's both of you guys's?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe if you want to put me on speaker, then maybe that would be best.
Okay. Okay.
Let me just check one more thing here. Because I'm familiar with both the properties. I have a lot of property within Virginia.
Do you?
Yeah. And then I guess one question is, who's Steve Bevington?
Steve Bevington?
Do we know who that is? No?
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm sorry. So on your house, I mean, I'll be honest with you, you know, I'm not saying you couldn't get 200, but I wouldn't be in that range. I wouldn't be at, right at 200. I'm just going to be completely transparent with you. I don't want to waste your time. I know you guys are looking to do something, you know, convenient and easy, and that's what I can offer is, you know, an easy, quick solution, but I wouldn't be at 200.
Okay, what would you offer? Because with that property, I've replaced the well pump, I've replaced the septic system, I've replaced the HVAC system, and the air handler that's in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been done within the past 2 years.
Okay.
And you still got more.
And I've got paperwork for all of it.
Okay. I mean, I'll be honest. I would love to buy this house for, you know, $175,000.
Yeah, see, I'm right at, that's what the payoff on it is right around that.
What is the payoff then, if you don't mind
it's
me?
It's like 170, like 8 something. It's like right at around about 171.
Well, how about if I could just get you payoff?
How about, can we go meet in the middle, like say 180?
180, and you, and did you say your mother? I'm sorry, Michelle. Are you still with me? Okay, so basically 60 for your property in Glasgow, or y'all's property in Glasgow, and then so you're looking to walk away with about a couple thousand dollars on payoff, is that right?
I was at least looking for at least 10.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got to have the 20% down, you know, for wherever I do the other property at.
Sure.
That's what I was trying, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't have to come out of pocket, you know, for all of it.
Right. I mean, I think I could probably get you 5 and take, you know, are you buying a new house?
Yes.
Okay. You got the loan set up and everything?
Yes. I've just got to get this one gone, but I need at least 10 to 15,000 to go towards the new for the 20% down.
Okay, so
because right now Michelle wants to hold off on hers to see if I can get rid of mine first.
So if we can do them both at the same time, would that make, I mean, would that solve y'all's problem?
Not really, because right now, they still got to take care of things. It would be at least, her husband was saying at least 6 months before they could even think about doing anything definite right now because of his job.
Mm-hmm. And what's your mortgage payment per month on that?
Oh, my mortgage payment is, almost, I pay $1,200 a month.
Okay.
It's like 9 something. It's almost, and I just go ahead and pay $1,200.
Okay. I mean, I got to be honest, you know, I think realistically we can do 185, and, you know, I couldn't do it if I do it, you know, just for what I have to do, and, you know, on the number side, that's just kind of where I have to be at. And I completely understand if you don't, you know, if you don't want to do it, but, you know, as I've been, you know, upfront with Michelle, that's just, you know, the numbers are the numbers. And, you know, if it's a no,
I understand that. So let me ask you this. How does this work as far as if I accept your offer at 185? Now, do we wait until, say, that I need 60 days to get out or 30 to 60 days to get out? When will we get the payment?
You'll get the money. If you need it, if you need to close, get to get the money and then move out like a week later, we can make that. We can work with that.
Yeah, because if we do that, I'll need at least 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's their stories, and yeah, and it's only me and my daughter that would be doing it.
Okay, so we're flexible with the schedule, and we can have, you know, our attorney. Here, my this phone is dying. Do you mind answering the other phone? I'm calling you right now.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, go ahead and answer. Sorry about that. My phone's dying.